Bubble Bobble. I don't know if anybody remembers Bubble Bobble. Bubble Bobble. Like, if you were around in the 80s, you should know what the fuck I'm talking about. Sorry if you don't. I don't know. You might be, like, too old or, I guess, too young. And if you're... I don't think anybody that's too young is here. Nobody younger than me is listening to me. Not, especially not my fucking child. But anyways, the reason that I'm hitting you guys up on a fucking voice note is that Mercury's in Taurus. And I'm not healing. I'm fucking combusting. So this is an introspection. This is a psychological hostage situation. Like my thoughts are duct taped to a chair and Mercury's pacing the room with a blunt object going, "We're gonna talk about it now." So he's rifling through the basement of my subconscious, tearing into shit I had triple padlocked under. Maybe I just imagined that. And guess what he found? Chiron, buried under layers of spiritual bypassing and I'm fine memes. That wound, that disgusting, oozing core belief that I'm not allowed to take up space unless I'm being useful or easy to digest. Yeah, he's in there now, rewiring it with a fucking sledgehammer. My Mercury in Gemini is supposed to be quick, sharp, funny, untouchable. It moves so fast, people forget to ask if I'm okay. But now, Taurus Mercury just tied me to a chair in my own nervous system and said, "You're not going to distract your way out of this one, bitch." Now every word I try to say tastes like metal. Every thought is crawling through molasses. I'm not functioning. I'm fumbling through static, trying to remember who the fuck I was before I silenced myself for the comfort of cowards. This isn't therapy. This is a fucking reckoning. Like, I cannot yell. Like, this thing is wanting me to yell. Here's the truth. I was trained like a fucking show pony. Like, I'm supposed to scream these things. Like, there's things I'm supposed to scream because this is scripted. I was trained like a fucking show pony to suppress my voice, smile, nod, apologize, reword the truth so it doesn't make anyone feel bad. Reword the truth so it doesn't make anyone feel bad. This is the problem with teleprompters. I could never work for the news. But I'm not doing it anymore. If my truth is too much, then buckle up because I haven't even started yelling yet. Mercury is forcing me to dig up every time I made myself smaller for someone else's ego. And guess what? I'm not asking for your fucking comfort. I'm not asking for your fucking comfort. If you think I'm acting out, good! Like, I'm gonna faux yell. Because I don't want to be screaming. I don't want the neighbor to be like, "What the fuck is wrong with my neighbor?" If you think I'm angry, correct! If you think I'm unwell, congrats on noticing! Because this isn't some pastel ass breathwork Instagram rebirth. This is cellular mutiny. This is me breaking the ancestral curse of shut the fuck up and take it with a fucking bullhorn. Mercury handed me a shovel. I dug up the bones. And now I'm speaking with a voice that's been marinating in silence for generations. If the voice shakes, good. If it screams, better. I'm not here to be liked. I'm not here to be polite. I'm here to torch the structures built on my silence and piss on the ashes. Really, I didn't know that's what I was here for. You want to call it unhinged? Then watch me take the door off the fucking hinges and build a megaphone out of it. All right, so there's like what's going on. The scripted version, but the real version is that like... fuck, man. I don't know what's happening. Like, I don't think it's just me. I know it's not just me. Listen to the fucking, they don't like the things I say on Twitter. Nah. I can't even say it. Like, I can't bring myself to to do the HH. I can't, I mean, I love Kanye, or Ye. He'd get mad at me if I didn't refer to him as Ye. Anyways, okay, so there's a couple things going on. I'm either having, like, a fucking schizophrenia episode at the, like, for the last few days. No, it's been longer than that. It's not that I'm lying. It's just that, like, I don't see these things as well as people in my reality or my friends or, like, my siblings. Sibling. I should say sibling because, like, I've pretty much burned all bridges with siblings. Except for my little brother. He'll never turn his back on me unless I, like, you know, killed one of his kids. Then he would, but that ain't happening. I'm not a Dom or Gemini. But I am having issues, real bad issues, off the fucking, I am going off the rails. I'm trying to break reality in my own way, and it has nothing to do with, like, why do I always burp when I'm talking to you guys? It has nothing to do with, like, I'm not trying to copy Kanye or, like, Yay, whatever. I'm not trying to, like, it's not because I'm watching all this shit. And that's what, like, I get told, like, it's everything I use to cope is, I'm told it's not weaponized. I'm not weaponizing these things against you. I'm just saying the things you use to cope are the things that are fucking with you. It's like my coping mechanisms are social media, which I deactivated my Facebook today because we're in our 40s. We're like 45 now, and I have to start growing up and not being a fucking asshole to people online just because I'm online. Like, I never used to be that person that was like, oh, I'd rather build a whole fucking wall full of bricks before I'd argue with somebody. I was the first person to fucking argue online. But, like, now I don't even want to. I don't have the energy. The only solution I could see is, like, let me take the fucking whole Facebook down. Let me just deactivate it because it's driving me fucking mental. There's several fucking, and I'm getting, like, there's already mosquitoes out. It is really hot in Illinois. Like, and that's another fucking thing I said too when I was, like, going off. Like, yesterday I had a really bad fucking episode. I left. I actually left. I got in my fucking car like I do. And I didn't get states away this time, but I just left. And that's the kind of shit I'm getting into. Like, but I say stuff and it's like, okay, well, it's because you're on social media too much. Okay, well then fuck it. I'll get rid of social media. Whoa, why'd you do that? You shouldn't have done that. Like, what kind of virtue signaling are you doing? Virtue signaling? I don't even know what that means. Okay, so how can I do it? How can you do something you don't even know what it means? Somebody want to tell me? If you know what virtue signaling means, tell me. Am I somebody that does that type of thing? Because I don't know. I don't even know where you would learn terminology like that. I don't go to places where they talk terminology like that. Oh, shit. But yeah. Okay, so it's that. It's like, okay, social media. Let's get rid of it then. So I did. I still have my TikTok because it's like, I'm not getting rid of a platform that I made for a business that, like, even if the business failed, fuck it. I've still got the platform. It's mine. Like, it's a failed business. What's wrong with that? Like, people have to fail before they fucking succeed. And the quitters are the real fucking losers. I haven't quit. I just gotta pivot again. But I might not have to pivot. I might just have to, because, like, Mercury is all about thought, communication, like, downloads, and thought patterns. That's Mercury. Okay, and there's, like, Mercury substances on this planet, okay? Coffee is a mercurial substance. Marijuana is a mercurial substance. These are substances that are of the planet Mercury. I'm not saying they came, like, that's where they fucking rid, like, Mercury sent them down to Earth. That is not what I'm saying. I'm saying they're associated with that fucking planet. It's so hard to talk sometimes. Because I only know, like, certain languages, and it's like, well, I know a lot of languages, and I'm not even trying to, like, that's another thing. It's like, you can't be going around using your intellect like the fucking King of Swords in reverse. You can't be like, I'm a genius, and you're not, so fuck you. And I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do then? Nobody ever understands what I'm talking about. I'm, like, 10 levels ahead of people as far as, like, reality and what's going on here. But that's the thing. It's like, you are breaking from reality. A lot of us are. I'm not the only fucking one who sees what's going on. And that makes me fucking crazy. That makes me nuts to some people. And I'm like, you know what? What is the solution? If you're a nut, what's the solution besides going to the fucking psych ward? There has to be a solution. Well, let's get in the fucking Jeep and drive. And that way we're not hurting anybody. We're just alone, doing whatever the fuck we want. Maybe it's crazy psycho shit a town away, but it's like what I want to do. And it's not hurting anybody. I feel like that's the adult thing to do. But I am a schizophrenic, okay? And in astrology, we call that mercurial. No, I don't know if it's fully, because I don't want the Geminis coming for me. If you're a Gemini sun sign, I'm not saying that Gemini suns are all, they're not all Gemini suns are mercurial. I am, because I fucking decided I wanted to have Gemini rising and Gemini sun, and so Mercury rules my chart. Shit. I don't even remember what I was going to say. How long have I been talking? Only 11 fucking minutes. I have an hour. I have 1 hour to get this done. And then I have an appointment. So, but it's like, not all Geminis are mercurial. You could be a fucking Plutonian Gemini sun if you had Pluto rising or Scorpio rising. Same fucking thing. Let's see, you could be Venusian, like my husband, he's Venus rising or Libra rising. So don't come for me. Don't say, oh, you know, like Mercury rules me because I'm Gemini. Not necessarily. I hate that this art of astrology is reduced to fucking sun signs and horoscopes in the newspaper. Because there's so much way more to it, but whatever. I think I just heard a frog. So I don't know, but yeah, I am a flight risk when I have these episodes. I will leave the state. I will leave town. I just got to get away. Like I really wish I had my father still, 'cause like when I would get like this when he was alive, I always could call him and be like, just tell him. I would tell him the stuff I was going through, the thoughts I was thinking, the stuff I was hearing. Because, like, when you're talking Mercury, it's, how is it termed? What is the term? Like, downloads, okay? Like, it's information that you get and it comes from outside of you. But what, like, if you're, if you're schizophrenic, the language they put to it is you're hearing voices. It's not exactly that. It's just the ability to, the way I described it to the psychologist that I talked to when I was in the psych ward was, it's a lot like having several versions of my own self that are able to like show up in reality and school me on shit. And then he's like, you can see this? You can see somebody else? And I'm like, no, but I like literally can operate like they're with me. I mean, like if when you're a kid, it's okay when you're a child to have like imaginary friends or whatever. But what are you supposed to do when that shit never goes away and you're still getting like the guidance and stuff? Like, what is that? Is it like a spirit person from the spirit world? Because I'm Anishinaabe. Mishkawadiji, okay? Like, I believe in everything, like even things you cannot see. We're surrounded by shit we can't see. There's fucking different frequencies and waves inside of our houses affecting us. And so, like, and also the back rooms, that, like, really got me in trouble. Like, that tripped up my whole, like, I don't think it caused my episode that I'm having, which I believe I'm still having. I'm no longer medicated for this shit. I used to be, but it was like I could never find anything that worked for me, and the shit that did would either make me fucking huge fat or like have what are they called, like not spasms but like involuntary facial movements that I couldn't control. So I don't use that anymore. I don't use anything for it except for like herbal tea, you know, or walking around. But I guess, and that's maybe what it is. Maybe that's what it is. Like, it's that I've been isolated. Like, I'm not saying purposely or like Stockholm syndrome-y, like isolated. I'm just saying we live in the fucking middle of nowhere on 2 acres, and the neighbor next door is a fucking bitch. And the one across the street is like all old. So it's not ideal for somebody like me to have like very little to do with my mind. And it leads to me just fucking going down rabbit holes or whatever, the backrooms thing. So he thinks the backrooms fucked me up. He's like, oh, you're like looking for this connection and this to like the dream world and blah, 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 blah. And it just got like too much. I was like, I can't do this. I cannot fucking do this. Like, I freak out and I want to leave. That's what happens every single time. I'm like, I'm done with this. It's too fucking controlling here. I can't even think a fucking thought without being ridiculed for like, oh my God, you shouldn't be thinking that. Or oh my God, why are you looking into that stupid shit? Like, I don't want to hear that. Okay. And so I'll fucking leave. I will go drive my car up and down Route 66 or like go fucking sit in a park like the Highland Square and talk on the fucking phone to my best friend. And none of my friends, here's the fucking difference, and this might piss people off, and I don't care anymore because it's wrong. It's not right, okay? So, like, none of my friends called him when I left and was like, oh, you know, we're gonna fucking dog on you and blow up your fucking phone because you're not talking to him or because you're mean to her, whatever the fuck it was that I was feeling. But no, his friends called my phone and, like, blew it up and wouldn't fucking leave me alone to the point where I was like, you're blocked and I'm done with you. And this is why, starting at Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, Taurus and Gemini people don't fuck with each other. They shouldn't, because I got into it with a fucking Taurus over this shit. Over all of this shit, this break in reality that I'm having that's causing everybody fucking problems. It's like, well, why don't you all just let me fucking fuck off then, since you have such a big problem with me? I'm not asking anybody for shit. I'm fine standing on my own. Like, I do not care. I am not a fucking afraid, bitches. That's how I felt. Like, and that's what it is. It gets to be fucking, I don't know, just like a motor inside me that's like, go away. Like, you don't want to be around any of these fuckers. Nobody. Like, just go, be on your own. And I like it. I feel like I'm free. And I'm like, I don't know, I'm like, I can think thoughts that are different. No one's gonna fucking ridicule me, that kind of thing, you know. But if I'm the crazy one, the only solution I can see is to not be creative anymore, other than this show. Like, this astrofiend.com will go nowhere. I'll keep it. It'll be like a fucking marker of, it's a marker in my life of like, this is where she decided she was going to try to do an astrology business. And it just didn't, it didn't take off, or like, it didn't do what I want. Like, it, I guess I was delusional in my belief of what it was gonna be. It, what it ended up being and what it is way far away. Like, there's a huge gap there. But that's just me. I have like these delusional visions, and that's another thing that people in my reality are just like, you gotta stop with the shit you see. Like, in the future, it's not happening. And I'm like, okay, okay. So I guess that's it, though. I don't know. Like, I'm hopeful that it goes away without having to go get help again or go back to a psych ward. I hope I don't ever have to do that again. But, like, I don't know. A lot of it's spiritual, and my spirit drives me to do shit that's just like, what the fuck? What the f-? Like, I don't know. I don't question my spirit, though. When I do something and it's instinctual and I can't explain it, I'm just like, well, you can't make any wrong choices. I do know that. There's no wrong choices. Because if you do make a wrong choice, you're going to get the course correct in the future. Like, in the future, it'll come up again. It's like, you're going to make the same, you're going to learn or you're going to evolve. Because it'll keep showing up in different fucking scenarios. So that's that. But yeah, that's Mercury in Taurus. And I guess that's why I do still have respect for Ye, because, like, well, I've done a lot of fucking work on his birth chart. Like, I know his birth chart. Like, I really want to talk to him someday and be like, I know so much about you. Or I just, no, I don't, I couldn't say that. I could just say, hey, can I ask you some questions? And I believe he'd be amazed at some of the stuff I would ask. Like, he'd be like, how the fuck did you know to ask me that? Well, because I know astrology. But I don't know. But, like, I go from, like, the searches about the back room, which are, if you have looked that up, it's cool to talk to me. Anybody can hit me up at my email address or on the comments on my website, and I will talk to anybody about any of this. Like, we can talk about mental health, we can talk about schizophrenia, we can talk about multiple personalities, we can talk about it through the lens of fucking Mercury if it makes you feel better, because that's, it made me feel, I think that's why I was pulled so strong towards astrology. Because it was like, this will give you a way to explain these things that go on in your brain. Because I've never been able to, like, explain the way I think. Because I think differently than people. I'm misinterpreted a whole lot. And I'm super sensitive. So, like, if I'm misunderstood, I'll normally get hurt about it. I'll be sad, or, like, I'll cut people out. That's another thing I do. And that's my husband doesn't understand it. He's just like, what is wrong? Why do you cut people off? Like, my little brother doesn't understand it either. He's like, you hate everybody. I'm like, no, I don't. I don't. There's literally people that I've met, like my best friend, like the pink starburst. Like, there's plenty of people who exude trustworthiness as, like, an energy. Okay. And that's the problem. There's not many of those people, so I'm quick to be like, okay, your energy's fucked. I don't want to deal with that. I don't, like, we don't ever have to talk again. But then there's other people that I'm like, why? Why are you so nice? Like, you have every reason not to be, but you are. And I'm, like, sweating my ass off. But I need to keep walking. Because how much? Okay, so I've been talking for 23 minutes. Damn, this is a long-ass episode. I don't know if it's going to let me upload it. I just thought of that. I don't know if I'll be able to upload this shit. Fuck. Yikes. If that's the case, it'll be on the podcast. It'll be on, like, Virgo Stellium podcast channel. Shit. I didn't even think about that. But I could still upload that to my... It'll be all right. It'll be all right. I have 50 tabs open. So, but yeah, I'm never going to be somebody that, like, ridicules people like me that have different thoughts, that know there's different things at play, whose minds are wide open to like, perception, I guess. I guess it's scary to people, you know, like, I know that my brother has told me plenty of times when we've been on the phone, he'll be like, can you slow down, please? Or can you explain to me what you just said there? He's like, because I don't understand your terminology. Like, because I use a lot of metaphysical talk. I talk about, like, energetic. I talk, like, just, it's stuff that, like, a lot of the terminology I throw on. It's not because I'm, and that's where I'm misunderstood with the whole fucking, you think you're so much smarter or you're superior because you're smart. No, I don't. I just have no fucking patience for people who misinterpret me. It's very fucking annoying. I'm getting so sick of it. I've been dealing with it for 44 years. Anyways, I'm going to go now. Have a good day. Think of thoughts. Don't bully anybody. Love you, cute people.